only on Rock 107 WIRX. Yeah.
We all mad.
Everything that rocks.
Yeah. Well, good morning. 6:42, Brock Hunter.
There we go. Nice hot cup of coffee, man. I'm coming back here.
No, good. Good Ja Rule and a hot cup of coffee. That's how you start your day.
There you go. That's a Thursday. Thursday.
Hey, let's get to it. It is time for your rock news and rock history.
Hot cup of Ja.
Here's your Plan B morning show, Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, hot cup of Ja in the morning on a Tuesday. All right, good. Stupid. As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. The Scorpions delivered a stern message in 1991 with their song Wind of Change, which celebrated the end of the Cold War. Now their new song, Peacemaker, singer and lyricist Klaus Meine hopes to deliver another message.
I was just playing with words. Peacemaker, peacemaker, bury the Undertaker. But what does it mean? In times where so many people are dying because of a worldwide pandemic, of devastating wars and many other mindless crimes, it seems like the Undertaker is working overtime. In the challenging world of our future, the peacemaker should rule the planet, and we should support him in order to make the world a better place. It's up to all of us, isn't it?
So, what is that now? 30 years later, the Scorpions come out with another song about the times that we're in right now. I think they got a knack for this. They do.
Yeah.
They do.
You know?
If you haven't heard, we played a little bit of a clip of Peacemaker. Here's another little chunk of the song. Cripes, is that good, man? I love it. And it's only
skip the beat, man.
It's 2:53. It's just a banger, man. Just kind of hit you just like that. So, again, that will it's already been released, and then more Scorpions, as far as a full album, should be out in the near future. So, Scorpions.
It's exciting.
Those German bastards are still getting it, man.
They don't sound any different.
No.
I love it.
Still sound great, man. Mm-hmm. So very exciting news with Scorpions coming out. Speaking of some more music that's coming out, Aerosmith have posted on YouTube, Moving Out, a unreleased song from 1971. It's included on Aerosmith 1971, The Road Starts Here, a limited edition 7-track vinyl and cassette release for the record store day on November 26th. The tape was recently discovered in the band's vault and includes early versions of Dream On, Walk in the Dog, and Mama Kin. The song was captured by Joe Perry's Wolsonak reel-to-reel tape machine. That's it. Wolsonak reel-to-reel tape machine.
What's the last time Steven Tyler did anything?
He's always just kind of like, he's out moving around doing stuff. Far as like a legit album, it's an Aerosmith. It's been a while.
He's just too busy being a middle-aged woman or what?
He does. If you look like him, he looks like everyone's spinster aunt. You know what I mean? That aunt that's got like six cats and just loves hanging out. Anyway, it was either in the band's Boston rehearsal room in front of a few select friends or at a rehearsal during a sound check for an early show. Perry and Steven Tyler produced this release, which features previously unseen archive photos, images of the original tape box, and more. This is really cool. Again, you have reissues and you have like, oh, well, here's some outtakes of this. Hell, I was just talking about the Zeppelin album Coda, which was released in 1982, which was just all unreleased songs and or outtakes, if you will. This has never been heard by anyone else other than the band.
Seems like a lot of bands have these too. These songs that have been in the vault.
Just dig around one day. Oh, I think I'm going to spend some time over in the den digging through some old Aerosmith boxes. Like, oh, here's a song we never released from 1971. Mm-hmm. What? That's crazy, man. That's crazy. So, anyway, that will be out very soon as well. Again, November 26th, which is, what is that, next Friday for the record store day that is coming up. So, if you are an Aerosmith fan, which you should be, you might want to add that to your shopping list on that day. All right, so there you go. That is some rock news for you on a Thursday. Let's take a look at your rock history.
on this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, November 18th, 1997, Hunter. All right. The AC/DC, yeah, not too far back. The AC/DC 5-CD box set Bonfire was released in the U.S. Now, look.
Damn.
They've done some other compilations. They have some great stuff. The reason I
How many CDs was it?
This was a 5-CD boxed set. All right. And I still can see the image. All right. I can still see the
You got that?
No. No, and this is why I bring it up.
Would you use all your college savings to get that?
I wish.
Sounds expensive.
In 1997, I was 11 years old, and I begged mom and dad to get this for me.
Buddy boy.
Mom, dad, please, please. I remember it was advertised in my Guitar World magazine. It had the full page spread. Five
CD bucks. $120.
Dude, I think it was even more than that. It was like $300. It was nuts.
Damn.
Dude, but it was amazing. It was all, so it was the Bon Scott era, and then it had, like, all this cool, like, behind-the-scenes stuff and, like, a photo book. And this was, like, when I was first introduced to AC/DC, and I was in it, man. I was obsessed with the band, all right? And I begged my mom and dad, please, can I have it, please, for Christmas? I never got it. Just like the...
You're getting a Nintendo like the rest of your friends.
I don't want it. I want the 5C. No, just like the little battery-powered Jeep, I never got my 5-CD box set for Bonfire. But
dude, how badass would it have been if you got your battery-powered Jeep and you could put your CDs into that Jeep and listen to it?
Oh, my God. Yeah, apparently, my parents didn't love me. Or they didn't want to have to take a second mortgage out on the house
right,
just to
no,
get there.
Yeah,
didn't
want to feed you hot dogs and mac and cheese for the rest of your life.
And they still, so this is a thing about once every 5 years, I go and look for it and like see if, and I'm still, me being the cheap ass out of him, I'm like, still a little expensive. Still a little expensive. I could probably buy a used set, but you know, I don't want someone else's used Bonfire box set. I want my own, damn it. But
Maybe someday, Brock, you'll get your battery powered Jeep and your box album of AC/DC CDs.
God, I'm not holding my breath, I tell you that much. We're going to be in Wisconsin for Thanksgiving this year, and I'm going to be like, so I know we're doing Christmas early. Is it here? Am I finally getting it? Like, no.
I want my power wheel. you're looking for something to drive to work, Brock. There you go.
And he's great. I'd actually have all sorts of leg room, Hunter, because I'm so short, right? Is that what you're getting at?
I didn't even get to that part yet. There you go.
You know, I'm going
to
run you over with my Jeep, all right? How about that?
I'm
going to crank my AC/DC Bonfire box set while running you over. I'm going to run over your face with my power wheel, you bastard.
Leg room with your power wheel. Move the seat up, man, would you?
You're a real piece of trash, you know that? I can't wait. I'm going to see you riding along on your little electric bike, and I'm just right in the back tire of that bike with my power wheel. Right in the back wheel.
Skidding out.
You done, son. All right. There you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Thursday.
I just have this visual in my head. It's hilarious.
Well, I'm good. I'm glad you're having a good time. I'm glad you're having fun.
It's a knee room.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.